seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and he was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam led a life which was in balance and harmony with that of the Prophet Muhammad, his great-great-grandfather. His life and the life of Imam al-Kazim was in the line and the direction of the Prophet Muhammad. And of course, the life of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was a strict adherence and obedience of Islam in so many different ways, whether it was his ethics, his morals, his behaviors, his actions, his statements. We find that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the copy of the Holy Prophet Muhammad of Islam, the messenger of Allah. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam led an upright, righteous, and noble life. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام ليس الحمية أن تدع الشيء أصلاً لا تأكله، ولكن الحمية أن تأكل من الشيء وتخفف.
Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam stated, diet control is not to avoid eating absolutely anything. Rather, diet control is to eat lightly.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. Dear friends, in the beautiful conversations and dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, this divinely appointed Imam, we find that Imam al-Kazim talks to his companions about not regarding sins as small. It is a very interesting thing, but sometimes we think that a sin is small, it is insignificant, relative to perhaps other greater sins. Now the problem is that we tend to then think or imagine that this smaller sin is something that we don't need to consider or take into consideration, or it is something that we shouldn't worry about when it comes to the disobedience of Allah. But we find that in response to this comment of one of his companions, Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam says, do not regard as much a good deed, and do not regard as little few sins, for few sins come together and add up and become many. So fear Allah in private that you may become just. So dear friends, we find here first and foremost that when it comes to good deeds as well, sometimes we think that, well, I did such a great deed. I did such a big thing. When in reality, Imam Al-Kadhim here in this conversation and in this dialogue tells his companion, no, never consider your good deed to be a great thing. For one of the things that comes about with considering one's deeds to be great and awesome and mighty is that we go towards arrogance. And a second thing that might happen is the fact that we won't continue to do better things because we believe that what we have done is sufficient. And sins is the opposite. Never consider a sin to be small or insignificant, as Imam Al-Kadhim says, because many small sins come together and all of a sudden they become many. They become so many that we end up drowning in this ocean of small sins, which of course leads to our loss in both this world and the hereafter. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Kadhim, alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the program Dialogue. I'm Attar, the producer of this program, and at this moment, I want you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Abbas Mirza about Imam Musa al-Kadhim, alayhi salam.
You know, one of the names that we call him is Kazim, which means that comes from Kazm. He would refrain from getting disappointed or upset or angry. He would control his anger. وَكَازِمِينَ الْغَيْثِ وَالْآفِينَ عَلِ النَّاسِ, as the Quran says, that he would control the anger and he will afi, he will forgive the people, always forgiving. And it really reflects that how mazloom the Imam was. Majority of the time of his life, he left in very dead and dreadful and dark prisons. History is self-evidence, where when we visit Baghdad, those who have the opportunity to visit Baghdad and those who have visited these prisons, you could find that these prisons, when a person enters to these historical sites of the prisons of the Imam, one is unable to even stand up properly. One is unable to really stand up properly. You know, that's how Imam was praying there, in those sort of very thin, low roof prisons. Imagine how he might have been breathing there.
Listening to this episode of Dialogue, don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.